This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Taco to go, taco to,
and a big queue.
Taco to go, taco to go.
We just review.
Quick Trip Taco, just $2.99. Comes with a big queue, this deal so fine. Brisket breakfast, so much to choose for $2.99. You really can't
taco,
lose.
Taco to go, taco to,
this deal legit.
Taco to go.
Only at Quick Trip.
Taco to go, taco to go, taco to go.
$2.99.
Plenty of time here.
It's Tatum. Robinson's out. Tatum maneuvering. Oh, the ball knocked away. Another great defensive play for the Knicks. They've got it. They've won it. New York has gone up two games to none.
Knicks over the Celtics. Both the NHL and NBA playoffs have had lots of great nights, lots of highlights. Talking about the playoffs a little bit earlier, Sneaky Joe texts to say that I should get into the Pacers.
Okay.
Now is not the time to do that.
No, right. The time to do that would have been before the series began.
Yes.
I think, right?
The odds from Bet Online. So, as far as I know, Cleveland and Boston were both big favorites in their respective series. The Cavs are down two games to Indiana, and Indiana is the series favorite, minus 185. The Celtics are down two games to the Knicks, and they are minus 750.
Wow. It does not seem as though there's much belief that the Celtics are toast here. That's what that's.
I mean, right? what did it start at?
Right? No kidding.
Current odds, 50. Could that be right? Current odds give. No, that can't be right. I think this is a mistake. That might be where it started. Because they say current odds give the Celtics a 53.5% likelihood of winning the series. That would be shorter than Indiana.
Yeah, yeah.
So okay. I think they just wrote it wrong. Sorry.
Okay.
That might be where it started. Now it's going to be something like maybe minus 150. But Boston would still be favored.
Yeah.
To win 4 out of 5. Okay, well. Because the other one would be kind of amazing.
Good catch, because if we had started talking about that for even 5 more minutes and then found out it was an error, that would have been that would have been tough.
Yep. We're working to reach Trista. She might sometimes, like, she's not.
Well, she's,
her phone is off, or different things.
It's all this. You know, she's outgrown us.
Maybe
she's got a, like, you know, the Meta. Right? Was that it? The Meta. She was doing stuff during the.
Yes.
Yeah. Right.
I was texting with her this morning, and I was excited to brag to her. For me, this is a brag, that I was able to get my lawnmower running, which was quite an accomplishment, I think.
I don't think that you need the "for me" thing there. I mean, you had a giant machine dropped off at your house in a crate?
Correct.
That you then had to at least do, well, I don't know what level of assembly, like how much assembling was there to be done?
I think I would say quite a bit, but I didn't build an engine or anything. The battery was already installed, but I had to unscrew some bolts and nuts and then put them in different places to get the seat fastened, to get the battery connected to get the hood snapped on, to get the steering wheel on, and all these different.
Was the deck where the blades are underneath, was that?
Yes, that was already built.
That was installed.
I didn't have to do any of that.
Okay, because that was my biggest. When you told me about this, I thought that's a lot. Like, I didn't even want to offer to help because I was afraid I would show up and not be able to help, and I didn't want that on my. I didn't want that. I didn't want to have to carry that around.
And I didn't want to ask anybody.
Right.
Anyway.
Right. I didn't want to insult you by asking if you needed help, but I also was intimidated.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, like, if I act like, oh, I'll give you a hand with that, and then I show up, and I'm like, Jesus, this is a mess. What are you doing here?
Here's what happened. So I've got on my laptop, there's a video on the page where you buy the mower. I ended up buying it online. I'd been to the store to look at it. I decided that I wanted it. It was Saturday. The kids are doing different things. I've got errands to run and stuff. I just went ahead and bought it online. So it gets delivered on Tuesday. And on the page where you can buy the mower is a video from the store, I think. It's either from the manufacturer or from the store.
Right.
But it's a guy. It's like a 3.5 minute long video, moving fast, step by step. I believe there were 14 steps. And I will tell you the rest of this story eventually, because it actually got interesting today. On the West Shore Hotline is Trista Crick. How are you, Trista? Been a while.
I'm good, guys. How are you guys doing?
We're doing good. You called at a moment where Mike was just starting to explain to us how he built from scratch a riding mower.
Well, that's a little more
exaggerating. Oil.
Put it together. How about that?
He had to forge the iron.
Yes, right.
Yes. Right. I had to paint it. Right. That's right.
The tires were really tough.
There's this YouTuber, I totally forget her name, and she lives, I believe, either in Thailand or China, and she rebuilds things over the course of many days. The one that you can trip out on is her restoring an old motorcycle that she found on the side of the road.
All right.
And then she tricks it out and turns it into this awesome thing. But she's over there forging metal, and she's doing a sandblaster.
She's got one of them welder's masks and stuff, right? Like, Mike doesn't have any of that.
She's doing it in, like, just, like, jean shorts and a T-shirt. She's got no real, like, safety precautions at all. And in, like, 40 hours of YouTube later, she's got a brand-new, sick-looking motorcycle. That's how I envision Mike's day-to-day was.
Yeah, it was close to that. For example,
the shorts
at one
especially.
Point, yeah, the only thing that I have in common with her is I wasn't wearing goggles. But at one point, I'm looking through all the different, you know, the videos are always so, this, you know, very gentle music, and a person comes along, sounds very friendly, and says, all you need is a few simple tools.
Yeah.
And like the list comes on the screen, what are these things?
Right.
I mean, oh no, a socket wrench. I'm dead. But we got there, and you were one of the first people I thought of to tell, because you are, you know, you're like
projects.
This,
yeah,
you know,
yeah,
you
yeah.
I do.
Renovate and
I'm
build.
I'm so proud. I'm absolutely so proud. Today I was going back and forth with my mom on what the ideal size of a tomato planter should be, because she is the queen of resourcefulness, aka in my mind kind of like ghetto stuff, and like she just duct tape and just use what she has. And so we've been using like 5 gallon paint buckets that have been washed out, obviously, for as long as I can remember, and I haven't had a ton of curiosity around the science of it. So she's been using these 5 gallon tomato planters, well, they're paint buckets for the tomato planters. And I just researched this today, and every nursery, ChatGPT, which I've, since last talking to you guys, have just become obsessed with, you need at least 15 to 20 gallons for each tomato plant. And that's why we've been getting blossom rot, which is horrible. It makes your tomato basically unedible. And so me and her are going back and forth, and she's like, well, that's just too much soil. I don't want to buy that much soil. I'm like, okay, well, that's why your tomatoes aren't flourishing. So that's the kind of day we've had so far.
All right. You're going to come up with a plan here, I'm sure.
Oh, I have one. We have these they're like a fabric. They're made of like almost a burlap bag sort of, or a felt kind of a thing. And they get very heavy, and they're meant for tomato plants. We got them for free from the neighbor, of course, because that's how we roll. And I want to try them, but we're currently just evaluating how much it'll cost for that much soil for 10 tomato plants.
If she's going to get the tomatoes she wants, she's going to have to do it your way. That's the bottom line here.
That's what I said.
If you don't want my help, then don't ask me, and enjoy your rotten tomatoes. Simple.
Even though it is our Mother's Day tradition for the last 30 years.
And it is Mother's Day
week. Yeah, and by the way, since the last time we've talked, I have adopted a puppy.
All right. Named?
Little Ollie. His name is Ollie. He looks like a little miniature Emma. He's a black Pomeranian, but he is just as sweet as pie. Makes no noise. Doesn't do anything. He just lays in your lap for as many hours as you'll let him.
He's not about to start destroying your furniture like my pug and your shoes and different things around the house. That's not coming.
I don't think it's coming. No.
Okay, good for you.
I don't think so.
Good for you.
Congratulations on the destruction, though.
Yes. The NBA playoffs. Trista, talk to us. I mean, I know how rabid a fan you are. Seems pretty good and maybe even a little bit shocking what's going on right now.
Yeah, I think it's people are probably that are casual fans absolutely shocked that the first four or five games that we saw in the second round of the playoffs, the road team has won all of them except for OKC just beat Denver last night. I think it was last night.
They just barely squeaked by them by like 48 or whatever they did.
Yeah, exactly. Just belt to ass. But I think what you're seeing is injuries and bad coaching and a bit of complacency. And the things that we worry about, and it's like, keep this in mind, if we see this team falter or collapse, the thing that we've always worried about in terms of the Boston Celtics, because I think that one's the most shocking, is kind of like been the rap for multiple years now, even prior to Joe Mazzulla and Ime Udoka taking over as head coach, all the way back to when Brad Stevens was the coach. When I was living in New York, I had a whiteboard in my living room. And I don't know why this became the only thing on the whiteboard. Don't ask me why. The only thing on the whiteboard was how many times the Celtics had given up a double-digit lead that season. And I believe we got to, like, over 20 on the year. And that was with Brad Stevens in 2021. So this is a reoccurring theme. And then another reoccurring theme for Jason Tatum is the man simply loves taking threes more than his own family. He simply loves ISO contested step back threes more than he loves Deuce Tatum. And so that has become something that's reared its ugly head. And the team as a whole is sort of infected with this, we're just going to outmatch you and shoot more threes than you. And then we're just going to, you know, beat you to hell. That's a high variance decision. When those threes don't fall, a team like the Celtics, which is they've got their hard hats on and their lunch pails, and they're going to get very physical with you, coming especially off of playing against Detroit, which that was an extremely physical, gritty, you know, rough and tumble series. I think the Celtics are very shocked by this style of play. And when they went up 20, they took their foot off the gas, continued to take those threes. They weren't falling. And now you got yourself, even though they were up, 15, 14 with 7 minutes left to go, a bunch of zero pass possessions. New York makes smart decision after smart decision. They've got more endurance than you, and they're built for this a little bit more in terms of, like, these tight, close games. All I'm trying to say is the Celtics have kind of been front runners, and we've known them to be front runners, and now they have been revealed to us right now as front runners.
Where do you see it going from here? Do you think Boston will make it a series, or do you think they're in real, real trouble?
I think both things can be true, right? I think at any time, if Boston's focused and Boston does what they're supposed to do, which, you know, they've got a game plan that works. That's why they go up 20 so often on these teams. If you continue to execute that game plan and do not stray from it, they could beat New York four times in a row. That's not something that I would be shocked by. But I also think they're probably shook by losing two games at home, and now they're going to Madison Square Garden, which is, you know, a very tough place to play. So I think that they can do it. It's just a matter of whether they will, and I have no clue about that. And then in terms of Cleveland, I just think they're, like Boston, because I didn't mention this, just sort of decimated by injuries, right? Like where Tatum's got an injury, Jaylen Brown's got an injury, Kristaps Porzingis still has that illness, Jrue Holiday still has an injury he's got lingering. Same thing with the Celtics. You've got, you know, Darius Garland has turf toe, which I don't know why people are poo-pooing that. That's a real injury. We know as football fans, that's nothing to be played with. You've got a role player in DeAndre Hunter with a dislocated thumb, and then you've got Evan Mobley with a sprained ankle, and now you've got Donovan Mitchell. He's going to play, but he's banged up as well. So the Pacers have gotten a little injury luck, and on top of that, the Pacers are just one of those teams that have a penchant for coming back regardless of how big the lead is.
Are we into TK Pucks mode yet? It is May.
I'm going to need more than a day's notice for TK Pucks.
Okay. All right. That's fair.
Well, what about out west? I was watching game one of that series between the Nuggets and the Thunder, and I was on an airplane, and as we were approaching landing, the game turned off. There was, I don't know, they were up 9 with, like, I don't know, half the fourth quarter to go, and lo and behold, they lost at the end, but then bounced back. They I assume, are in command, Oklahoma City.
Yeah, I think Denver kind of punted game two. I think they started resting their starters in the middle of the second quarter. They're old. They're an old-ass team. And so I think they're a thin-ass team. So if you're going to make it a series with OKC, you're going to need to just concede and try to take the rest so that you can live to fight another day instead of expending a lot of energy on a game you're probably going to lose anyway. So I think that was smart. I do think OKC should win that series while Denver should have lost, though, to the Clippers. So anything's possible there. And then in terms of the Warriors versus the Timberwolves, that series is actually on tonight, but really interesting and fun because Jimmy Butler has turned into this malcontent in Miami. That's kind of been his rap, right, with Minnesota, with Chicago, with Philly, with Miami. And now he goes to Golden State, and he's found his quote-unquote joy again. Hmm. He and Buddy Hield are making jokes at the podium, and they're making T-shirts called Excluding Buddy, and they're calling Buddy the butler out of the Batman-Robin sort of, like, scenario. And Buddy Hield had an awesome Game 7 and an awesome Game 1 against Minnesota. And now Steph is out, right? And so Steph has got the first strained hamstring of his entire career. He's crying to Steve Kerr. And they find a way to win. And, like, as much as I can't stand our Dubs, this is a team that you can kind of feel pull at your heartstrings a little bit if they can hold down the fort until Steph Curry gets back. If they don't, I still rock with Ant Edwards and everything that he's about on the court and everything that he does in terms of snatching souls of superstars, which he's had a bunch of guys that he's taken down already, what, Kevin Durant and Jokic and Luka and LeBron and, you know, potentially Steph Curry and Jimmy Butler. That would be one hell of a resume. But I think that is going to be quite the series as well.
Trista, good luck with your mom's tomatoes and everything else.
Thank you. Ollie says hi.
Ollie says hi.
Hi, Ollie.
Hi from Margo
Until
and Fred.
Until next time, Ollie.
Thank you, Trista. Good insight, as always, on the playoffs. TK Pucks, I mean, you're in it or you're not. It's fine. I'm not in stuff.
It could make you feel a little bit like she was only entertaining the TK Pucks thing because of her appearances with us.
And I think it was more of her job then. Like, she was on
doing that, other topics.
That night show.
Yeah, now she's more focused on basketball.
I think so, which is great.
Yep.
We'll talk some Bills here. The schedule is Wednesday. The league announced when they're going and where they're going to start leaking certain games. So let's talk some schedule. What do you want? Week 1, week 18, home away, night games, all of it. 803-0550. We'll also do some more Stanley Cup playoffs today. More than just asking Trista if she's following it. With Greg Wyshynski from ESPN, that'll be at 5. Lines are open for you. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog here, WGR.